St. Charles, wherever you live. Hazelwood to Maplewood, the name you know. Frederick Roofing, wherever you go. For a hole in your roof or a whole new roof, Frederick Roofing.
St. Louis, 314-645-2000.
La, la, la.
When merchandise rep Jay Wolf stays at La Quinta, he gets 8 hours of shut-eye on a comfy pillow top bed. And when Jay's that rested, you know what he does in his big pitch?
We're talking massive profits with this model. Right, Mr. Barkey?
He seals the deal.
Jay, you've got yourself a sale.
La Quinta Inns and Suites take care of you so you can take care of business. Book your next successful stay at LQ.com.
Movie time. Let me try to take in a movie this week. Is anything good out there, though? It's kind of a...
I don't know. Haven't
low.
Heard
any. Yeah. You know, went through a good run of some good stuff, and now I think we're in between. But that's what this lady is here for, Dawn Meadows Dixon. She's brought to you by Westport Car Wash. My, excuse me, my daughter just got a company car, which is a tremendous perk. I mean, who gets a company car? And it's wrapped. It's vinyl wrapped. And the instructions when she picked it up, they said you don't want to go to a touchless wash because the pressure jets are so powerful they could literally like peel the wrapping off. You go to a good and the way they described it, I thought Westport Car Wash, the perfect. So I told my daughter, I said, we have the solution. You go to Westport Car Wash. There are three of them. There's one on Page just east of Lindbergh, one on Lehigh Ferry Road just north of Lindbergh, and one on Brentwood just south of Manchester. Please say good afternoon, if you would, to Dawn Meadows Dixon.
Hey.
Dawn.
How are you?
Great.
Am I right?
Dan's wanted to find a film that's going to make him laugh. He asked me that earlier in the week, and I think this might be one for him.
Am I right, though? We're kind of in the lull,
yeah.
In between. There's nothing really...
Oh, I mean, who would... I don't know. I heard Hipperson say he liked Warm Bodies. Did you hear about that movie? It's about zombies.
I don't even need to hear anything but that it's about zombies, and then I don't want to see it.
Well, zombies are so big. He actually said it was worth seeing. And then Hansel and Gretel, of course, did well at the box office. It's that time of year that Hollywood is appealing to that teenager who is restless after Christmas. It's not spring yet, you know. It's
yeah.
Just that down period. And so you have to really look hard to find a good film. I'm not going to say this next one is great, but at least I laughed. And it's Melissa McCarthy. Have you heard the...
Oh, this is the identity theft.
Yes. And it opens, the way it opens just freaked me out because how many, I know not to do this, but the film opens and she is pretending to be a credit card company and she says, Mr. Patterson, your credit card has been stolen and I need you to verify your Social Security number. He goes, you're kidding me. Okay, all right, it's stolen. All right, oh yeah, I'll take care of it. And he recites his Social Security number to her over the phone. Of course, she is the thief, and that's how she gets all of these cards. And the other guy is played by Jason Bateman, who is, together, their comic chemistry is wonderful. But I had an experience today where I was making an appointment at a doctor's office, and they said to me, can I have your Social Security number just to confirm? And I thought of this movie, and I said, you know, I'd rather not give that to you over the phone. So I don't know if people know that This really goes on.
Well, here's my take on Melissa McCarthy. I like her, and I think she's funny, but she is becoming, to me, a one-trick pony.
I'm worried about.
I watched the trailers for this. What's the name of this movie?
Identity Thief.
Yeah, and I saw the same exact character that was in Bridesmaids. Same expressions, same comedic sort of slapstick routine. I hope that I get to see her do what, you know, more of and I say this because it's another big woman who's a good actress and can do comedy or drama, and that's Kathy Bates.
Mm-hmm.
I hope we see more from her than this Saturday Night Live type character.
Well, I'm worried because in this film, it is a bunch of comic skits strung together to make a movie, and it tries to have heart halfway through. it somewhat succeeds. I don't want to give it away, as we find out that she's truly like a sociopath, and there's a reason why she's stealing all these identities. But her comedy is funny, but I also feel like it's always about her size. It's always something to do, but she allows us to laugh at her because she is laughing at herself in a way. But I don't know how long that's going to go.
Now, and let's take other big people who were funny and try to decide, was the fact that they were funny, was it about their size? And I say sometimes no. Chris Farley, yes. It would seem to always be some fat humor. But John Candy, I didn't see him as a big fat guy so much as a lovable guy and a funny guy and a poignant guy. Yeah, he wasn't slapstick funny using his weight. So there's a case where I think if John Candy had lost weight, he'd still be a lovable, likable kind of guy. Where if she loses weight, I don't know that she has, maybe I'm wrong. Certainly she wouldn't have the same career. Who's the other big person I'm thinking of? Farley, Candy. Belushi. John Belushi was a chunky, wasn't fat. He was a kind of a chunky guy.
What's the guy's name that lost the weight and then gained it back? He was in
Jonah Hill.
Yeah, Jonah Hill.
Jonah Hill.
I think without the weight, he's not really the same.
No.
Yeah.
But he's not the same
and
character.
And he started to gain the weight back, and he actually became funnier. So sometimes, and do you wonder, too, like watching a woman, you were mentioning men were laughing at them being big, but a woman, her weight is such a sensitive topic, and for me as a woman to watch another woman and hear people laughing and knowing they're laughing,
there's something about it.
There's something weird about it
because the same women who will laugh at Melissa McCarthy on TV or in the movies, oh she's so funny, I love her so much, are the very women who in private, if they were in someone's home, would go, I can't believe she lets herself go like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
She should do something about that weight.
Well, you know women.
I do know women. Yes. You got that right.
You know women. Let me ask you this. And I felt it in the theater. In fact, I felt like the men, it was funny because I sat towards the front. I didn't sit with the press. The men were just, you could almost hear them laughing before the bit was done. And women, they were a little slow on it because to laugh at another woman like that, and they were okay with it, but you're right. If it was their friend or if it was someone who was trying to be their friend, would they think it was a good... I don't know.
No, let me ask
I don't
you,
want
let
to
me,
judge
let,
women
let,
here,
let,
but...
Let me ask you this. Let me ask you this. What about this question? Do you think somebody like Melissa McCarthy, if you got her to be absolutely truthful, do you like how big you are, and do you like the way you look? And I think the answer would be something like, I'm glad that I've been able to use who I am and the way I am without changing to show the world, blah, 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 that you can be yourself and be successful. That's not the answer to the question. And I think the answer to the question would be, if she told the truth, no, even though this has made me a really good living that I might not have made otherwise, I think universally, men or women, if you had the choice and could change it, nobody'd want to be that big.
Absolutely. And I think if she was honest, she probably would say that. But the truth of the matter is that's not the politically correct answer. To say I'm comfortable in my skin is what people want to hear. And she does appear to laugh at herself. I love her. Do you ever watch Mike and Molly?
I have. I like it.
And it's in what she's got there is heart. And you believe that she cares about this guy.
But you know, when you watch Mike and Molly, you find yourself feeling sorry for her, but liking him.
Well, that's the problem I have with the movie. We're all laughing at this woman who is basically rolling around on the set and can't get up. I mean, there's some funny bits in it, and she's laughing. She knows. She looks at the camera almost to say, I know what you're laughing at. It's okay.
And she's real good at making the most of it and using it. She really is.
And her comedy, her comedic timing is spot on. I think she's probably a great actress. And I'm going to say, she really is a beautiful woman. If you look at her face, she is really pretty. And in Bridesmaids, she was kind of playing a more masculine
right,
guy.
Right, no, she
so
was.
She's a different character. She's got the long nails and lots of makeup.
No, she butched it up for Bridesmaids.
She definitely did. Good. So it's a different character. And she just signed on to do 3 more films with her husband. You know, her husband was in Bridesmaids.
He was the air marshal.
Right. And so that they have their own company now, and she's going to do a film called Michelle Darnell, which is based on a character that she created, a woman travels across the country with her crazy grandmother or aunt, and then a movie called Just Do It, and it's a movie about turning the TV off for 101 days and how that improves a couple's sex life, and she's playing the woman, I believe. So she just announced this big deal where she's got this company, and so I think she's going to try to make some of the roles different. She'll have control over it because she has the company. But I fear that her talent is going to go wasted if it's a one-trick pony, as you said.
Well, we'll find out in time. It's called Identity Theft.
And you, yeah, and you will laugh. You will
laugh.
Oh, no,
no. I don't doubt that for a minute.
So, I mean, it's not a great movie, and lots of comic bits. I wish it knew how to end. A lot of films just don't know, while we've been funny, now how do we give it heart and how do we wrap it up? And that's the problem with this film.
Well, there are lots of uncomfortable...
Oh, and it's directed by Seth Gordon. I should say that, too.
There are certain things, there's certain things you see on the screen or you see in life and you laugh at them and you think, I wonder if I'm supposed to be laughing at this. But when the person you're laughing at is essentially saying, hey, I want you to laugh at me.
Oh, I think she is, too. Yeah.
Then you're okay. How many ARDs for Identity Theft?
2¾, because I can't deny that I laughed. Not a great movie. But I can't deny I left in a sea of zombies that are out there and these horrible,
I'll take this
horror
any
films.
Day.
I say, go try this one.
Here we go. 2¾.
All right, Dan.
All right, Dan.
All right, we'll talk to you later.
Bye, everybody.
Right, goodbye. Dawn Meadows Dixon, everybody.
Yeah.
And she's right about Melissa McCarthy, I think, being pretty. You ever see women that you know,
bigger,
even though
pretty.
They're really big, you go, wow, she's really pretty. And then if they lost that weight, they'd be, I guess the right term would be, is more acceptable or accepted by a lot of people. Dawn Meadows Dixon, brought to you by Westport Car Wash. 3 locations. Not Wash, Westport Car Wash, because I'm really wasn't born here. If I were, it'd be Westport Car Wash. My wife would say Westport Car Wash. On Page, just east of Lindbergh, on Lee May Ferry Road, just north of Lindbergh, and on Brentwood, just south of Manchester. We can take some calls. We have some time, and we'll talk a little bit about this cop that's on the loose in L.A. What did you just tell me, P.N.? They found his car burned out?
They found his truck burned out in Big Bear. So apparently the truck they've been trailing for a couple days is no longer his vehicle.
Big Bear is north and east of L.A. It's... like a ski resort mountain town. So it's obvious that he's not in Mexico. He did a pretty clever thing, though, but it was so obvious that to me, when I heard it, I thought, well, this is really not that clever because it looks too staged. They found a badge, his badge and a photo ID or something, right as you're going into Mexico, the border there at San Diego. Well, a guy who's this smart is not going to drop that. I think that, I guess he thought, well, they'll see this and they'll think I'm in Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe he's so smart, he thought, well, they know that I am way too smart to be this clumsy. They'll think that I did this to make, but I really am in Mexico. How do you know? Because the guy's not stupid. If you read his manifesto, he's very, very bright. 314-969-KTRS, toll free, 888-550-KTRS. Here's Mike. Hello, Mike.
Hey, Frank. I'm AM and the PS.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. I had a quick story about Schaefer Auto Body.
All right.
I know you were talking about people leaving dings in the door and everything the other day. I had got caught in the hailstorm, and we waited 6 months to get into Schaefer to get it done.
Mm-hmm.
And that thing rolled out of there like it was brand new.
Mm-hmm.
It was about $8,000 worth of damage on it.
Wow.
Just got it back not a week ago, and somebody ran into the panel of it and just left it sitting in the park.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, just a quick note. That Schaefer Auto Body was wonderful. Took it out to Old Fallon. You know, waited 6 months to get in there, and it came out looking brand new. And
well, good. I'm glad.
Didn't have it out a month, and somebody hit it and just took off, didn't leave a note or anything.
Well, there's an expression. I've seen it on bumper stickers. Stuff happens.
Yeah.
You ever see that? Yeah, you know it.
Mike, I appreciate the call.
Thanks.
Thank you. Here's my all-time greatest car body damage story. And this is a true story, and it is... It's unbelievable this can happen. In 1978, I had a car called a Fiat X19. It was a horrible car, but it was a great-looking car. It had a targa top, and it looked like some kind of little Ferrari or something. It was a $7,000, I think $7,800 brand new. So it wasn't expensive. Got a little four-cylinder underpowered car, but I thought it was really slick. An Italian. Fiat's Italian. There weren't a lot of Fiats. Bought it at a dealer in North County. A guy in a Lincoln Town Car, now this is the late 70s, so Lincoln Town Cars were essentially the size of a railroad car. Lincoln Town Car was a massive car. And this guy pulls out in front of me, I T-boned him, and he admitted it was his fault, but I hit him in the side of his car and just buckled the hood, just like an accordion. So they take the Fiat in, and of course, back then, there was no Schaefer, at least that I knew of, so I let the dealer, because it was not a common car, Fiat, I thought, well, I'll let the dealer's auto body shop fix it. So they said, well, we're going to have to get, we don't stock the hoods for this car. We have to get it from Italy. I'm not making this up. The car was in their body shop for 6 months.
Holy cow.
And I had a rental car. And I get a call from the dealer, and they said, we've just been told the hood for your car is at Lambert. It's been shipped from Italy. Now, why it took the, I don't
six
even
months?
Know. 6 months. I get another call the next day, and the guy goes, you're not going to even believe this. And I said, what? He said, they dropped the hood out at the airport onto the tarmac and ruined it. And now we got to order another hood.
Oh, man.
3 more months, I get another hood. I'm not making any of this up. I get another hood. They put the hood on the car. 2 weeks after I get the new hood, I am sitting at a stoplight at Brentwood and Eager, or whatever that road that crosses Brentwood right off 40 is. I'm in the right lane, and there's a Bi-State bus next to me on my left. Now, this is a little low car. The Bi-State bus driver, was a woman, couldn't see me. I was so low. She decides to make a right-hand turn and comes over and crushes. I'm in the car, and the bus is on top of my car. I can just hear... as it's chewing my driver's door up, and I jump over to the passenger side because she just crushes the left side of my car. That's when I knew God does not want me to have this car. This car is cursed.
Oh,
2 weeks, I had a hood and a Bi-State, but the good news is the bus deal pretty it totaled the car. I mean, there was no repairing. The whole left side was gone. So that's my horror body shop story. Hey, Mike, how are you?
I'm wonderful, Frankel. I'm AM and the PM to
Thank
boot.
You. Thank you.
Hey, the reason I called, I hope we don't end up making this idiot psychopath out in L.A. as a folk hero of some kind.
Oh, I don't think that's going to happen in this case.
Yeah, because this guy is a psychopath. He killed 2 innocent women, and 2 wrongs don't make a right. I don't care if the guy was absolutely correct in his assessment of things, but you don't go around killing people. I mean, we all face adversity in life, and, you know, you're not going to go around killing people. You know, that's a very serious thing to take somebody's life.
I will tell you what he has done, though. He has once again called attention to the fact that apparently, and over the years, from lots of things that you see and read, this LAPD is a horrible outfit. I mean, we should be thrilled to death that we have the St. Louis County Police and City and St. Charles, because the LAPD, they've done some unbelievable things over the years that aren't very flattering.
I've heard that, and
but you're right. You don't
and
because of it go
this,
kill their families.
The situation will open up an investigation into
the wrongs that have been done, which is the path the man should have taken the first time around.
Well, this is another lesson in mental health and how sometimes even 4 or 5 years later, and that's what we're looking at here, we never know when the snap is going to happen, when the person snap. Sometimes it takes a while, and apparently, after all this time, he just snapped.
Yeah, all the gun laws in the world ain't going to stop something like this from happening.
Now, here's a case where you got a guy who he's a former cop, for goodness sakes. I mean, how are you going to...
And military.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he certainly knows his way around weapons. Mike, thank you for the call.
Thank you, Franco. Have a good afternoon, sir.
You too. Thanks for listening. What do I do? How am I doing on time? Let me read you a little bit of this guy's manifesto. This is pretty scary. It's 11,000 pages long. It's parts...
Words.
I'm sorry, 11,000 words, 16 pages. It's part suicide note, part political rant. It's literally an officer who's on a rampage because he just feels that he was wrongly dismissed from the police department and that a bunch of other cops ganged up against him and lied and the conspiracy. And he's lost it. Now, he's very, when you read the way he writes, it's obvious he's not stupid. He's very well spoken. And he says in as part of this thing he's written online, he says, I know most of you who personally know me are in disbelief to hear from the media reports that I am suspected of committing such horrendous murders and have taken drastic and shocking actions in the last couple of days. You're saying to yourself, this is completely out of character. The man you knew who always wore a smile everywhere he was seen. I know I will be vilified by the LAPD and the media. Unfortunately, this is necessary evil that I do. I don't enjoy it, but I must partake in it for substantial change to occur within the Los Angeles Police Department and reclaim my name. And then he says, in September of 2007, I reported an Officer Teresa Evans, who's now a sergeant, for kicking a suspect with excessive force during a use of force while I was assigned as a patrol officer at the LAPD's Harbor Division. While cuffing the suspect, Teresa Evans, kicked him twice in the chest and once in the face, and the kick to the face left a visible injury on his left cheek below the eye. Unfortunately, after reporting it to supervisors and investigated by internal affairs, nothing was done. He goes on then to say he was fired for making false statements. They accused him of lying because he turned in one of his own. And he goes on to say, I've exhausted all available means of obtaining my name back. I've attempted all legal court efforts within appeals at the superior courts and California appellate courts. Listen to the way this guy speaks.
Yeah.
He's very smart. This is my last resort. The LAPD has suppressed the truth, and it has now led to deadly consequences. And then he names the names of the people he's going to kill. Bratton, Beck, Hayes, Tingerides, Eisenberg, Martella, Kwan, Evans, Hernandez, Villanueva, Gallegos, and Anderson. He said, your lack of ethics and conspiring to wrong a just individual are over. Suppressing the truth will lead to deadly consequences for you and your family.
And Kwan's the one whose daughter was killed.
He'd gotten one already. And of course, they have now assigned protection to all these people he's named. They've taken extreme measures to protect these people's families. And it's just, he says, whatever pre-planned responses you've established for a scenario like me, shelve it. Whatever contingency plan you have, shelve it. Whatever tertiary plan you've created, shelve it. I am a walking exigent circumstance with no off or reset button. JRIC, DOJ, LASD, FBI, and other local law enforcement cannot assist and should not involve themselves in a matter that does not concern them. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he makes it very, very clear. He said, self-preservation is no longer important to me. I don't fear death. I died January 2nd, 2009. I was told by my mother that sometimes bad things happen to good people. I refuse to accept that.
Man.
They better get this guy. And sooner rather than later. Matheny Heating and Cooling is the heating and cooling company that I am going to ask you to make your heating and cooling company for two reasons. Your AM and the PM and their AM and the PM. Good, loyal advertisers are getting harder and harder to come by. Good companies to speak for are more scarce than they used to be. It's sad that I have to pick and choose who I'll speak for, and then many times say I don't feel comfortable speaking for somebody. So when somebody like Matheny comes along, I'm thrilled to death to be able to speak for them. And the only way that they can get the return they're entitled to is if they get more business out of it, and they are, from you. Thank you for that. For those of you who haven't called them, all I can say to you is this. You're going to need maintenance. You do need maintenance on that heating and cooling system. At some point, no matter how old or new, it's going to need a repair, and then sometime it's going to have to be replaced. Matheny, Matheny, Matheny for all of those. 71st year in business this year, serving all of St. Louis and St. Charles County, residential, commercial. Tell them your AM and the PM. And as a residential customer, if you say that, you get 15% off the first service call. And they have a discount of 15% for you also on the planned service agreement. Terrific family business, third generation. Matheny Heating and Cooling, MatheneyHeatingandCooling.com.
All right, we're going to see how the wet roads are affecting traffic now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Boy, where we really have a problem now is on westbound 64. You've got your normal stop-and-go traffic from Kings Highway through McCausland, but then from about McKnight all the way out to the Boone Bridge, you're going to have some slow-to-stop-and-go traffic, and that's because just before the Boone Bridge, you've got an accident. It's off on the right shoulder, but they do have the right lane block, so things are backing up all the way through there. Southbound 270, you are running slow now between Dorset and Page all the way down through Doherty Ferry and Big Bend. On westbound 70, some slow areas past the airport. You've got slow traffic again from St. Charles Rock Road to the Blanchette Bridge. Looks like eastbound 270 now is jamming up from Missouri Bottom to West Florissant. And then downtown eastbound 64 slowing from Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. Pretty heavy, 5570 to 64 also. And this report's brought to you by Bosch Wiper Blades. Bosch reminds you to change your wiper blades this season and be prepared before extreme weather hits. Get exclusive Bosch Beam technology for superior all-weather performance. Bosch Wiper Blades, clear the way. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Today, Coach Frank Haith and the Missouri Tigers head down to College Station, Texas to take on the Texas A&M Aggies. And you can catch all the action right here on the Big 550.
Nemchek on the right side, comes middle of the floor, knocked away by Bell, taken by Bell. Into the front court, to the rim, lays it up and in.
Coverage begins at 7:30 on the Big 550 KTRS.
Bang!
We are our Mizzou.
If you stop by the wine selection of any supermarket, it can look like a bewildering display of red wines, white wines, sweet wines, dry wines, Moscatos, Rieslings, all kinds of different wine choices. Don't you wish you can taste them to decide which is your wine? You can at the 27th Annual Missouri Wine Fest, Saturday, February 16th from noon till 5 at Westport Plaza's Indoor Pavilion. At Wine Fest, you'll sample wines from premier local wineries while enjoying live entertainment by the Super Jam Acoustic Duo, with all proceeds benefiting the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. Food options are also available. General admission is $20 in advance, $25 at the door. VIP tables are also being offered. And for fun, there'll be carriage rides from 4 till 7 p.m. For tickets to the 27th Annual Missouri Wine Fest, call the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society at 314-590-2230. That's 314-590-2230. For more information about the Missouri Wine Fest or other events at Westport Plaza, go to westportstl.com.
What if I told you that you could start relieving your joint discomfort in just a few days? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you've been disappointed by joint supplements in the past that fail to give you the relief you need. So we're going to prove it to you by sending you a complimentary two-week sample of fast-acting Instaflex, the number one selling joint supplement at GNC. Instaflex is number one at GNC because it can start relieving your joint discomfort in just a few days. And right now, we're offering adults a complimentary two-week sample as part of a nationwide giveaway. Call and claim your sample today. 1-800-700-6511. Fast-acting Instaflex is great for your knees, hands, even your hips, and it starts relieving your discomfort in just a few days. Instaflex is available at GNC, Rite Aid Pharmacies, and Vitamin World, but you can only get your complimentary two-week sample by calling 1-800-700-6511. Call now for your two-week Instaflex sample, 1-800-700-6511, 1-800-700-6511.
Attention Oriental Rug buyers. Here's your chance to own a beautiful, decorative, handcrafted Oriental rug for a fraction of the value. Hakimi & Brothers, a long-established St. Louis company, has been providing clients gorgeous Oriental rugs for many years. They're having an auction this weekend at 3 p.m. and Monday, February 11th at 7 p.m. Previews start 2 hours before the auctions. Now's your chance to purchase one of their decorative investment pieces from their multi-million dollar inventory. The Hakimi & Brothers auction is this Saturday and Sunday at 3 p.m. and Monday at 7 p.m. Previews begin 2 hours before the auction times. The staff at Hakimi & Brothers looks forward to selling you a beautiful, handcrafted investment piece that will be cherished for many years to come. They're located at 7911 Clayton Road, just east of the Galleria. Call 314-725-3600. That's 725-3600. Remember this weekend's auction for your chance to own handcrafted Oriental rugs for just a fraction of the value. Hakimi & Brothers, 725-3600.
I'll bet you have a drawer full of old jewelry sitting at home that you don't know what to do with. Dump that out on your bed and sort it into two piles. Things that have sentimental value and another pile that, could go either way. I'm Matt McCormick. I'll take that pile of questionable jewelry and sort it into the things that have value and the things that don't. You might be surprised how much it's actually worth at Missouri Coin Company. And while you're at it, bring your coins, currency, and watches to Missouri Coin Company. We're a mile east of 270 on Manchester.
The Missouri Coin Company.
The world's greatest sports trivia championship presented by Worldwide Technology is coming Friday, February 8th to Chaffetz Arena at St. Louis University. Enter your trivia team of 10 today. Meet sports heroes and win season tickets and other great prizes in this 10th anniversary event to benefit St. Patrick's Center. To reserve your table for Friday, February 8th at Chaffetz Arena, call 314-802-5445 or visit stpatrickcenter.org.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't just sell parts. Oh, no. We get you the part you need. Lickety-split. Our knowledgeable team members will do the legwork, arm work, or torso work, whatever it takes, to make sure you don't just get a part, you get the right part. Fast. Plus, right now, get up to $50 back by mail when you buy Moog steering and suspension products. Only at
Advance Auto Parts.
See store for details, mail-in rebate, void where prohibited.
In every pet shelter, there are countless stories of hope. There's Josh and his cat Bernard.
He was found living by a dumpster, so I guess anything's a step up from that.
There's Lori and her dog Ellie.
It's thrilling to save a life, to know that you're maybe their last chance and their only hope for a good life.
Hope, that's what brought together Purina One Brand Pet Foods and animal welfare organizations to form the One Hope Network, a movement dedicated to increasing pet adoptions. Find out more by visiting onehope.org.
It's Chevy Truck Month. Right now, get amazing pricing on a brand new 2013 Chevy Silverado, Suburban, Tahoe, or Traverse. It's happening now at your local Chevy dealer.
Don't miss the Dennis George Show. Well, wait a minute, that's me. The Dennis George Show. It's a whole new way to watch radio. We're back Sundays, 9 to 11. More fun than legally allowed. Here on the Big 550.
Your coat and snatch your hat.
Hey, snatch your hat.
Your worries wow. On the doorstep.
Snatch your hat.
Just direct your feet to the sunny side of
I
the
believe
street.
It's a share.
Yeah. Can't you hear that?
Back to the phones we go. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free 888-550-KTRS. I can't obviously show you this picture because it's radio, but you can look it up. We have a new nominee for Secretary of the Interior. The president has nominated Sally Jewell. This is probably not kind, but it is an observation that if you're honest, you've made. What is the deal with women in Washington who look like football players, or in this case, Pat Paulson?
Oh.
She looks like Pat Paulson. Janet Napolitano. Reno. Janet Reno. Oh. Give me another one. Madeline Albright.
Oh, yeah,
remember her?
Albright.
And
oh,
now
man.
We get this Sally Jewell. Can you not be in Washington and look like a woman? This is unbelievable. I saw this picture and I thought, is that a guy? No. Pat Paulson's dead. I thought maybe it was him because he ran for president, remember?
Yes.
No, it's Sally Jewell. So if you get a chance, check out Sally. Andrea's here. Hello, Andrea.
Hey, I've been out of the country, so I don't know the whole story on this guy out in L.A., but listening to what you said sounded exactly like a script for a movie. And didn't Clint Eastwood with that weird John Malkovich?
Malkovich, yeah.
Yeah, he had a movie like that where he was getting revenge for everything.
I don't remember that movie, but it sounds like it would have been a good one.
Well, this is going to be another one, and I just hope this guy or his family gets absolutely no royalties for the movie when this will be made. Plus, you also described most of Every Night TV when you were describing what this guy's up to. Just, you know, yeah. They'll pop him when we don't agree with what's going on. So.
Yeah, when did you get back in the country?
About 2 hours ago.
Where were you?
I was in Mexico. It was 80 degrees, and it was gorgeous.
Well, it's not horrible here, but it's not 80 degrees. Where'd you go in Mexico?
Went to Cancun.
Yeah, been there.
Yeah,
we've been there. The Royal Sands,
a nice place.
Yeah.
Yes, but I don't know where you are, but I'm on 141, and it's terrible.
Let me see. I'm in Westport Plaza. Let me look out the window.
Yeah,
it's terrible here, too.
Yeah.
Not that
terrible
far
here.
Away. Well, welcome back.
Yeah, thanks, and I'm A.N. and P.N.
Thank you, Andrew.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, it's... what makes this different than most of these people that go berserk is they go crazy with their language. And if they do write something online, you MFers, not this guy, nothing like that.
No.
It's all very calmly calculated, and he is a cop, so he does know what they're doing and how they're doing it, which I would think makes it... You got to second guess his second guessing you.
Right.
It becomes a very interesting game when you do that. 314-969-KTRS, toll free, 888-550-KTRS. Ed's here. Hello, Ed.
Hey, hey Frank, guys. The lady was just talking about how the thing in L.A. sounds like a script to a movie.
Mm-hmm.
When you were reading part of his manifesto,
mm-hmm.
He said something in there about I'm a walking exigency plan or something like that.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, well, that is a line from a movie.
Really?
I think they called it, was called Street Kings.
Yes.
With Keanu Reeves.
Yeah.
Chris Evans. And he is kind of a washed up L.A. cop. And it turns up he's working for some dirty L.A. cops. And they've got these L.A. County sheriff's officers under deep cover, and they're doing the dirty work, and he stumbles across that, and they say, I'm a walking, talking exigency plan, and that's when the stuff goes down.
I saw that movie. If I remember, that was a really good movie.
It was a pretty good movie.
And it never got a lot of press, so I don't know why.
So it was a couple years ago, so I'm wondering if all that stuff was going down with him at the time. He goes and sees the movie. He's like, that's exactly how it is.
Yeah. Well, and he has a lot.
He stole that line, at least.
Yeah. He has a lot of celebrities in his manifesto, too. He mentions Lisa Lampanelli is a genius. And something about Ellen DeGeneres.
Yeah, some of his stuff
Lisa
in there.
Lampanelli.
Yeah, and by the way, the fact that he says she's a genius lets me know he's not as bright as I thought he was. But he's right. Peon's right. He goes off on these tangents, and he talks about, oh, Ellen DeGeneres, good for you, for lightening up the world. And I'm thinking, wait a second, what does this have to do with, I guess what he's trying to do is saying, for all the rotten, lousy people there are, like the people in the LAPD that turned on me, the world does have some bright spots, and here they are.
I think he's definitely, obviously, from just hearing it, it sounds like it was well-written. I don't know about the spelling, but, you know, it's obviously he's an intelligent person,
yeah.
But, you know, he's had a break with reality, and the reality that, you know, he is going to die a horrible death. I hope it's before faces, you know, makes other people die horrible.
Well, here's why I think he wants to and is actually helping them to catch him. If you really want to take people out, you don't list their names. Because, because you just lessen your chances of doing that because they're going to protect
them. He definitely wants more publicity, and maybe that's why he included all those celebrities' names. Maybe that is
a good point.
Know, oh, I'll get more press this way.
No, that's a good point.
He said he wants to clear his name. So, what better way to get it spread?
Yeah, well,
spread the word.
Yeah,
as
that's
far
why
as...
I said he had a break with reality.
Yeah, I want to clear my name so that people don't think that I'm a rat in the forest.
Well,
now they'll think I'm a murderer. That's a good way to clear your name. Now I want them to know that I'm a murderer. Yeah, unbelievable.
She said, I'm going to kill all the bad cops. Okay. Don't include their families.
No, exactly. Exactly. Ed, thank you.
Thanks, you guys. Have a great day.
I do believe, though, when look, every bomb threat that I've been aware of that's been in this town, and I worked out here at Westport Plaza in the 70s, I know we had 4 or 5 bomb threats, and it was never anything. But I think if you really want to blow something up, you don't tip people, you just blow it up.
Right.
And if you're going to take people out, you don't sit down and make a list, I'm coming after you, and I'm going, you just do it. So hopefully the good news there is that he's not going to be able to accomplish that because he's tipped his hand already deliberately. Hello, Jim.
Hey, Frank, how you doing there?
I'm doing great there.
Hey, I tried to call in about 6 weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
Joke. This was a Bigfoot sighting on I-64 over near Oakville.
Okay.
At the subway station. I'm pulling in for gas, and there's like a lot of commotion going off of the side, and this big guy walks out, and he's got this great big box of sandwiches. It's that damn Bobo guy with the Gone Squatchin' hat on. They get in about 3 vehicles, out of there, and head east. And I tried calling you guys and talked to Dan, and I got an eternal hold, but I guess it counts as a sighting, doesn't it?
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what Bobo guy is.
Or Gone Squatchin'.
In search of Bigfoot. Animal Planet.
Oh, it's a show.
Oh,
yeah.
I've seen that. I tend to turn away from things that involve Bigfoot.
Hey, I tell you what, this is about as close to a Squatch as you're going to get.
Mm-hmm.
Squatch.
Okay.
All right. See you later, guys.
All right, Jim. What's he talking about?
I have no idea.
You have to know the show, I guess.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with
Squatch.
Not familiar with Bobo. Hello, John.
Frank, how you doing? Listen, the guy with 2 calls ago, he was talking about the manifest. I was watching The Shawshank for about the 8,000th time, and they were having story notes.
Mm-hmm.
And at the beginning of the movie, when they first go to prison, Dufresne, Andy Dufresne or whatever, and they beat up on that one chubby guy,
mm-hmm.
that scene was put in there as a reminder about Rodney King being beaten. And that's exactly how the director wanted it done.
Now, how do you know that?
It was on the story notes on AMC. They put little scripts. Every once in a while, they put the story notes down there, and they'll tell you a little bit about the story, why this guy's in it, why what are the characters this guy played in other movies.
That
popped up. I'm like, well, I couldn't believe that he would even think of even relating that to Rodney King in that movie. It was beside myself.
Hey, sometimes Hollywood wants to send us a secret message inside another message. You know,
right? And lastly, whenever they find Sasquatch, then I'll watch it.
All right, I will too. Thank you, John.
All right, bye now.
All right, First Community Credit Union in there today. I know, and you may be thinking you can't possibly go in there every time you say. Call Diana, who was there today, and ask her. Or call Perry. He's a guy in training. It's his last day at the First Community Credit location down in the valley. Could then have moved him to another branch. He's in training. Absolutely was in there today. I like First Community Credit Union. I like going in. Most people don't. I'll bet there can't be many people who go in as often as I do. There's mail, and there's the phone, and the computer, and that's the way most people want to do it. However you decide to do your banking, all we're asking is this, that you would consider changing where you do your banking to First Community Credit Union. Now, I realize we have to give you a reason to do that. Here's a couple of reasons. Their car loan rates are so incredibly competitive. I get emails from people all the time. I save $30 a month on my car payment. I save $50. I save $20. Whatever. It's savings. It's a lower rate for a lot of people. Here's the other thing. If you'll take a credit card balance from your current credit card to any First Community credit card, you pay 0% interest for an entire year on the transferred balance. For an entire year. And you're only going to pay 3.99% on all your credit card purchases till the end of this year on your new First Community credit card. And I say new because this obviously excludes existing balances on existing First Community credit cards. Subject to credit approval, of course. Just one of many reasons I think you're going to love banking at First Community Credit Union. Big, safe, secure, great service. FirstCommunity.com.
Let's get a quick check on traffic now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Things are really jamming up on eastbound 270 now from 370 through West Florissant. Same thing on westbound 70 from Highway 170 all the way to the Blanchette Bridge. You're going to hit some slow-to-stop-and-go pockets. This traffic report brought to you by Bosch Wiper Blades. Bosch reminds you to change your wiper blades this season and be prepared before extreme weather hits. Get exclusive Bosch Beam technology for superior all-weather performance. Bosch Wiper Blades, clear the way. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456. And now, here's Bill Cleveland.
How you doing?
Hey, Bill. Great, Bill. How are you?
Great. Well, scientists have reconstructed the face of England's King Richard III using 3D animation. Pretty cool.
Right.
It's the first time anybody's reconstructed a five-year-old face since, well, Joan Rivers.
Yeah.
And President Obama says he doesn't know if he'd let his son play football. And who cares? God, who cares? On a press conference Tuesday, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell said New Orleans did a terrific job hosting the Super Bowl. At least I think that's what he said as soon as he got the terrific the power cut out. That's
unfortunate. Oh, yeah.
Finally, this afternoon. Well, Fox News has parted ways with Sarah Palin, not renewing her contract as
no.
a contributor. Yeah, Palin said not to worry. She can see CNN from her front porch.
No, same Russian humor.
Yeah, the Bill Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the official AM and the PM cab company. And from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Thank you, Bill.
See you guys. Bye.
And I think what Sarah Palin taught a lot of people is that you can quit your job and make a whole lot more money after you quit your job.
Yeah.
You ever see the numbers on what she's made in, like, books and speaking?
Oh, man.
I mean, millions and millions and millions of dollars. Let's quit here and go make a bunch of money.
All right.
What do you say? All right, folks, the Playhouse is coming up, and that always includes a joke. Stick around. I think you'll enjoy it. Always use a good joke on the way home. It is 5 o'clock at the Big 550 KTRS.
From ABC News, I'm Brad Wheelis in Los Angeles.
Suspect is armed and extremely dangerous.
An alert sent out to Denver police officers about a former cop who's the subject of a manhunt in the Los Angeles area. Several states are on alert. 33-year-old Christopher Dorner is...